living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, during the season of Easter, the Old Testament lesson is replaced by a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And if you love history, as do I, you'll love Acts, because Acts is the history book of the primitive church. And I think it's actually almost impossible to be an Anglican without loving history, because ours is a faith that goes all the way back to the apostles, not to the 1800s, not to the Reformation, but all the way back. We rely a great deal on tradition. We believe in what G.K. Chesterton called the democracy of the dead. That is, that everyone who's gone before us gets a vote as well. And those who've gone before us have a great deal to say about how we function in this day and age. And during Eastertide, the majority of my preaching is going to be from the book of Acts. Now, Acts, by way of introduction today, was written by Luke, who part of a two-book series that Luke wrote on the origins of Christianity. And together, the Gospel of Luke and Acts make up about one quarter of the New Testament. So who was Luke? Well, we know that he was an educated man, a doctor, a traveling companion of St. Paul, a Gentile, the only Gentile author of any of the books of the New Testament. He became a remarkable historian and theologian and evangelist through his written works. Well, who did he write to? Well, both Luke and Acts are written to a man named Theophilus, an unknown person, perhaps a Roman noble, most excellent Theophilus, but more likely a pseudonym for all people, because Theophilus literally means loved by God, and that's who we are. And why did he write his two-volume work? Well, in his gospel, he tells us that he writes that we may know the truth. So look now at the first verses of the books and Acts, of Acts, verses 1 and 2. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day that he was taken up, after he'd given commandment through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. Many people think that Luke's gospel is about Jesus, but Acts is about the apostles and the church. That the gospel is about Jesus from his birth, through his childhood, through his years of ministry, his suffering, death, and resurrection. And then Acts picks up after the ascension, and it follows the ministry of the apostles all the way to Rome and beyond for a period of some 30 years. Now, that is all true as far as it goes. But if we think that sort of separated view, it causes us a problem. The problem is that we think the gospel is about what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And then the church and the Christian faith are about what we do today. And if we think that way, the danger is that we empty the gospel of its power. In verse 1, Luke says, all that Jesus began to do and teach. So Acts is about what Jesus continues to do and continues to teach. Acts is about what Jesus continues to do in his ministry from heaven. Now, this might come as a shock to some, but the gospel is about Jesus. The gospel is about what Jesus continues to do. The gospel is not about me, it's not about you, it's about Jesus. Now, let me put that another way. The greatest factor in your life with God is not your past, but Christ's past. Not your present, but Christ's presence. Not your future, but Christ's future. That is the resurrection result. Not your thoughts, but Christ's words. Not your failure, but Christ's forgiveness. Not your weakness, but Christ's strength. And he towers over every challenge, every circumstance, every suffering, every failure, right here and right now. And when that resurrection result comes over you, it reshapes how you think about yourself, what you dream about, what you hope about, what you remember, and how you face your life. And this resurrection factor is what the book of Acts is about. So what do you expect when you come to church on a rainy morning on what we call Low Sunday? What do you expect when you engage in your ministry in the world? What do you expect when you come to Christian education? Well, the answer is, all of that is about what Jesus continues to do and teach. He is alive, he is ascended to carry on what he started, to finish what he began. Now, it's occurred to me that the founder of every world religion has finished his work and is dead. His deeds are all done. His words are all completed. Buddha, Socrates, Muhammad, Moses, but not Jesus. The Acts is about what Jesus did in the past and continues to do in the present from where he lives in heaven. You know, Jesus ascended to heaven 40 days after Easter, not to get away from us, but to get to us, to send his Holy Spirit to live inside of us. And we'll see again and again in the book of Acts that his deeds of mercy and his words of truth have present power, that his suffering on the cross and his resurrection from the dead have present power. All are a present reality, not a distant memory, because he is alive and he is risen. Verse 3. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during the 40 days and teaching of the kingdom of God. Many proofs. Jesus had to do this so that you could be certain and clear and convinced. Because you can't receive the resurrection of power of Jesus without believing that these are the facts, and these facts are true for everyone. Jesus wanted his disciples to be clear about his resurrection, so he gave them many proofs over a period of 40 days, beginning on Easter Day with the apostles in the upper room, and a week later with Thomas. And he appeared again and again to them. He taught them extensively. He ate with them. He drank with them. He walked with them. He touched them. They saw him again and again because he wanted them to be certain. He wanted them to be certain because he knew that they were going to face challenging times, tough times in their mission to the world. And God wants you to be certain. This is not just some good story made up by a creative writing team. These things happen. God did them. It really happened the way that Luke said they happened. And that's why he does such painstaking investigation and writes such careful history. Because these things happen and are faithfully recorded, you can bet your life on the gospel, on this Jesus, no matter what you are facing. So these facts are true for all people. But they're also true for you. If you are to receive this resurrection result, you have to trust this Jesus. Like I said, the greatest factor with God is not your past, but Christ's past. Not your present, but Christ's presence. Not your future, but Christ's future. He towers over every challenge, circumstance, suffering, failure, right here and right now. So if you were to ask Luke what Christianity is about, he would tell you that our faith is about what Jesus has done and what he continues to do, right here, right now, in your life, everywhere you go, every day you live. And I know that during this Eastertide, you are going to love hearing from the book of Acts. Let us stand, and in the words of the Nicene Creed, affirm our faith in our risen Lord. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.